Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kof Nun Vav. Before we start the Gemara Daf Kof Nun Vav, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before on the bottom of Daf Kof Nun Heyem Abeis. The Gemara before Daf Kof Nun Heyem Abeis asks the following kasha: Ela Me'ata Hadetnan Haputes Mekhan Mekach. From our Gemara, one sees that the Makar, the Ketanim are Psuim Le'edos, is based on this, that the Pasuk says, Va'amdu Shnei Hanashim, which, as the Rashbam explains, we need Anashim V'loi Ketanim. In Abkivegar and Chuvis Madurakama, Simon Kofayim Vav, we find that Abkivegar asks the following kasha: what is Pshat that one needs a drosha of Amdu Shnei Anashim to Yemai Ketanim? Bukhir Ketanim Shri Psum Le'edos, based on this, that the Edos of Ketanim is the Edos Shiata Yachal Azima. And in order for Edos to be kasha, one needs Edos Shiata Yachal Azima. And so we find the Rashi of Akamandav Pechasim and Aleph. The Rashi of Akamandav Pechasim and Aleph explains this, that Ketanim are Psum Le'edos, is for two reasons. First of all, because one needs Edos Shiata Yachal Azima. And the Eidos of Ketanim is the Eidos Shiatayach Lazima, since Ketanim are La B'nei Oinshim. And then the Rashbam says that there is another reason as well based on this, that the Pasuk says, Va'omdu Shnei Anashim, and we darshan Anashim V'loi Ketanim. So to answer this kashan, to explain Shat in our Gemara, we find the B'kivegar answers as follows: that as far as the Psul of Eidos Shiatayach Lazima, the Psul of Eidos Shiatayach Lazima, is Alacha in Hagadas Eidos. As far as Haggadah Eidos, in order to be considered a good Haggadah Eidos, one needs Eidos HaTayach Lazima. But there is nothing wrong with the Guf HaEid. The Guf HaEid is a regular Eid who is kosher, just he happens to not be able to say Haggadah Eidos, since the Eidos he is saying is Eidos HaTayach Lazima. On the other hand, as far as the Drosha V'omdu Shnei Anashim, that we darshan Anashim V'Ektanim, based on the Drosha, a katan is pasul Eidos. And the B'kivega goes on to say that there's a tremendous nafgamina between a psul haggadah and a psul beguf ha'eid as far as the halacha of tchilase bekashrus is concerned, as we find later on the Gemara in Daf Kof Nun Tesamet Aleph. If someone was pasul betchilase at the time of Yis Eidos, he was considered an eid pasul, then even though at the time of haggadah he was no longer an eid pasul, but still we say that since at the time of Riyah he was an eid pasul, he cannot say Eidos. In order to say this, one needs Tchilase V'Soyfe B'Kashros. And therefore, as far as Halacha of Eidos Shiatayach Hazima, which is not a Psul B'Guf HaEid, but rather, it is only a Chsarin, as far as Agadas Eidos is concerned, if at the time of Re'iyah he was a Katan, as long as he was in Skado at the time of Agadah, his Agadah will be Kosher, since at the time of Agadah, he is saying Eidos HaTayach HaAzima. Now he is a Baroinshim, and therefore his Eidos is Eidos HaTayach HaAzima. And the fact that at the time of Riyah he cannot say Eidos is not a reason he cannot say Eidos, as long as at the time of Haggadah there is nothing wrong with Eidos. But that is only before the Drosha V'Amdu Shnei Anashim that we darshan Anashim V'Ektanim. After the Drosha that we darshan Anashim V'Ektanim, that a katan is pasul Eidos, since a katan is pasul Eidos, for that reason, if at the time of his Riyas Eidos he was a katan, he cannot say Eidos even after he is Neskado. Since it is Tchilase B'Pasos, in order to say Eidos one needs Tchilase V'Soyfe B'Kashos. That is the Nafkamina of Reb Kivegar. But now one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. What is Pshat in this? I find in Rashi Mavakama Daf Peches, Rashi Mavakama explains that there are two reasons why a katan is pasul Eidos. Why Rashi need to explain that the reason why a katan is pasul Eidos is based on this, that the Eidos of a katan is Eidos Shiatayach Hazima, what happened to the drosh of the Gemara Va'amdu Shnei Anashim, and we darshan Anashim V'Ektanim. So to explain Pshat in Rashi Mavakama Daf Peches, we find that Ayas Ahuvim and Ksuva Simen Kovches explains Pshat and Rashi as follows: that if not for this, that the Eidos of a katan is the Eidos Shiatayach Hazima, one could have said that the Pasuk of Amdu Shnei Anashim, that from there we darshan Anashim V'Ektanim, is only Halacha in Agadas Eidos. And the Pasuk of Amdu Shnei Anashim is coming to Mechadesh, that as far as Agadas Eidos is concerned, the Agadas Eidos of a katan is not considered a good Haggadah Eidos. The Pasuk of Amdushni Anoshim is referring to the Haggadah Eidos of the Edom. And the Pasuk says that in order to say a good Haggadah Eidos, one needs to be a Gadol. A Katan's Haggadah Eidos is not considered a good Haggadah Eidos. But still, one will not have a Psoa Gof if the Eid was a Katan. And therefore, as far as Tchilasei HaPasos is concerned, one will still not have the halacha of Tchilasei HaPasos. For that reason, Rashi explains that as far as Haggadah Eidos is concerned, one does not need the pasuk of Va'amdu Shnei Anashim to Mechadish Vaiktanim, since as far as Haggadah Eidos, it is pasha that a katan cannot say Haggadah Eidos, since the Eidos of a katan is Eidos Shiat HaYachal Azima. And therefore, the chiddush of the pasuk is only that a katan is considered a pasul eidos, and the katan is considered an eid pasul. And since a katan is considered an eid pasul, for that reason, one will have the halacha of tchilasei bepasulos. That is how the Yos Ahuvim explains pshat in Rashi and Avakama on Daf Peches. In the Achrenim, we find the following tmiya: what is pshat that one needs a drasha to mechadish that a katan is pasul eidos, if even as far as Yisurim we find that a katan is not ne'man li'Yisurim, and even though as far as Yisurim one does not need the parish of Eidos, but still a katan is not ne'man to be made on Yisurim? If so, it is pasha that a katan is pasul Eidos. So to answer this kasha, we find that Bachana answers his kasha as follows. This only the drasha va'amdu shnei anashim to mechadesh haktanim ar psulim le'Eidos is as far as Eidei Kiyam are concerned. For example, if a katan wants to be an aid on a kiddushin, the halacha will be that a katan is pasul eidos and he cannot be an aid kiyum. And even though aid kiyum do not involve any nemonas, and one does not need any nemonas in order to be an aid kiyum, and for that reason it will be a havmiya that a katan is kosher to be an aid kiyum. Since as far as kiyum, one does not need nemonas, for that reason one needs a drasha v'omdu shnei anashim to mechadesh v'liktanim that a katan is pasul eidos. And for that reason, a katan is pasul from being an eid kiyum. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains pshat in our Gemara. Based on the teretz of Rabbi Chanan, one can answer the kasha that we mentioned before. As far as this, though, when he's a drush, we do not say that a katan is anyways pasul eidos, since the eidos of a katan is eidos shiat hayachal azima. According to Rabbi Chanan, that the pasuk is coming to mechadish, that a katan is pasul even as far as being an eid kiyum. As far as eid kiyum, that does not involve any haggadah, there is no reason for one to need an Eidos HaTayachal Hazima. And for that reason, if not for the drasha v'amdu shnei anashim, a katan will be kosher for Eikiyam. And therefore, a Gemara needs a drasha v'amdu shnei anashim to mechadesh that a katan is pasul Eidos, and a katan is considered an Eid pasul. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains pshat in our Gemara. This Rabbi Chanan understands that as far as Eikiyam, Eid Kiyam does not involve any Haggadah, and Eid Kiyam does not involve being able to be Magid, is not like the Yisai that we find in the Ksais. The Ksais understands that as far as Eid Kiyam, in order to be an Eid Kiyam, one needs the ability to be Magid. Without the ability to be Magid, one is missing in the Eidos which is necessary with Kiyumei. And therefore, according to the Shita of the Ksais, again one can ask, is Pshat that one needs a Drasha to Mechalish at a Katan as Pasal Eidos, Bukhari a katan does not have any nemonas whatsoever, and therefore it should be poshet that a katan cannot be made. So to answer this kasha, Bukhari, one can answer this kasha based on this, what we mentioned before, b'shem of kiveger, that if not for the drasha of v'amdu shnei anashim, that from there we darish an anashim like tanim, even though it is poshet that a katan cannot say this, since a katan does not have nemonas, and for that reason he is not even nemon as far as eidacha nemon b'isurim. But had that been the entire halacha, then we would not apply the halacha of tchilasei bepasulos. If at the time of Riyah he was a katan, he would still be kosher to say eidos v'keshe higdil. Since he is not an eid pasul, but rather it is only a chesar ne'amonos would not be enough for us to apply the halacha of tchilasei bepasulos. In order for us to apply the halacha of tchilasei bepasulos, one needs that he is considered an eid pasul. And one needs a psul begufa in order to have the halacha of tchilasei bepasulos. And for that reason, only after the drasha of v'amdu shnei anashim le'ktanim do we have a psul haguf, and based on that psul haguf will we have the halacha of tchilasei bepasulos. That is a chira, how one can answer the kasha of the achrinim based on the b'kivege that we mentioned before. But as we find, Rabbi Chanan asks the following kasha. In the Gemara in Ksuvos Nafchal Ches we find
that even as far as Isuri Torah, a gadol cannot be made on something that he saw while he was still a katzan. And even though there is Allah Vedecha Neman Bisurim, but still a gadol cannot be made on whatever he saw when he was a katzan. So from there one sees that even as far as an Amonis is concerned, one is not Neman about something that he saw while he was still a katzan. And therefore, as far as Eidos, it should be Poshet, that he is not kosher le'idos even without the halacha of Tchilasei Bepaslos. If he has no Nemonos, it is Poshet that he cannot be made. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach. And one can explain Pshat in this, when you know, Miyat v'amdu shnei anoshim, to mechadesh haktanem ar psulim le'idos. Based on this, how we find in the Sefer Masas Meshim Psachim Simon on Dalet, the Rav Moshe Chavrini says the following tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe Chavrini says, if we have a katan shigia chal shanim, who is a ben yigimel, even if he did not yet bring simonim, he is still considered a ben das. As far as das is concerned, das is dependent upon the age of yud gimel shanim, and one does not need simonim in order to be considered a ben das. This that one needs simonim is in order to be considered an ish. As far as being an ish, one needs shanim and simonim. But as far as das is concerned, shanim by itself is enough even without simonim. And Moshe Chavrini brings the following raya from this, how we find that the Torah in Chesh HaMishpat Simon Zayin brings down the following halacha b'shem Yerushalmi, that if someone is a ben yigimel, even if he did not yet bring simonim, he is kosher to be a dayan. Well, here one has to understand, how can he possibly be kosher to be a dayan? He is still a katan. So from the Yerushalmi, one clearly sees that as far as das is concerned, he is considered a bar das once he was a gil chal shanim. And for that reason, as far as a dayan, that as far as being a dayan, all one needs is to be a bar das. One does not need to be considered an ish. For that reason, once he was a gil chal shanim, he is already considered someone who is a bar das, who is roy to be a dayan. And so too we find in the Sefer Machriya B'Shem Reb Nachshon Goyen, that someone who is a ben yud gimel shana, even if he did not bring simonim, but sold halach his matanose matonim midaraisa af bekarkois. Since kinyonim is dependent upon das, for that reason one does not need simonim in order to be able to give a matana. As long as he was a gil chashanim, he is already considered bar das min hatzaya. Based on this chiddush, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This, when he's a drasha of omdu shnei anoshim to yamayit ketanim, is referring to a katan shigil chashanim. That as far as das, he is already considered bar das, and therefore, as far as isurim, he has nemonos. Since he is a bar das, for that reason, he has nemonos. And the pasuk of omdu shnei anoshim is coming to him in chadash that even though someone was a gil chashanim, is considered bar das, and he has a nemonos, but still he is pasul eidos. Since as far as Eidos, one needs an Ish. And having Das is not enough. And for that reason, our Gemara says that even though Putas is Mekhan, Mekach, Memkar, Memkar, and from there one sees that Medrabbanan, they are considered a Bar Das even less than Yigimel Shanim, but still as far as Eidos, being a Bar Das is not enough, but rather one needs an Ish. And an Ish means someone who is a Gil Chal Shanim Vehevi Simanim. That is another Malach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. So again, we have a number of Mahakam as far as how to explain this, that one needs a miyat of a umdu shnei anashim to yumayit ketanim. Rabbi Kiveger explains that a umdu shnei anashim umyute ketanim is coming to Mechadish, that a katan is pasal eidos, and since a katan is pasal eidos, for that reason one will have the halach of tchilasei bepaslos. Rabbi Chanan, on the other hand, explains this, that when he's a pasuk of Omdu Shnei Anoshim to Mechadesh at a cotton is pasul Eidos, is as far as Eidos or Kiyume is concerned. And the pasuk is coming to Mechadesh at a cotton cannot be an Eid or Kiyume, since a cotton is considered an Eid pasul. A third mahalach with which one can explain Pshat of Omdu Shnei Anoshim Yutei Ketanim is this, that the pasuk of Omdu Shnei Anoshim Yutei Ketanim is coming to Mechadesh and one needs Higiyach v'ashanim v'simanim, and higiyach v'ashanim is not enough. And even though as far as das, he is considered a bar das from the time that he was a higiyach v'ashanim, but as far as edus, one needs an ish, and in order to be considered an ish, one needs shanim v'simanim. Now as far as this, Rabbi Kiveger was mechadish, that the pasuk of Omdu Shnei Anoshim is coming to tell us that he is considered a pasul, therefore one has alachav chilase bepasul, so chayo one has to understand. In the Rimigash before in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, we find that the Rimigash says as follows, that if someone was a Baal Dover at the time of Rias Eidos, and at the time of Agada he was no longer a Baal Dover, we will not apply the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos, since someone who is a Baal Dover is not considered an aid. For that reason, we will not apply the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos. If so, L'chair one has to understand, L'chair a katan is also not considered an aid. And since a katan is not considered an aid, for that reason, we should not apply the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos to a katan. According to Migash, L'chair the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos only applies to someone who is considered an aid, and his re'iyah is a re'iyah shel eidos, who happens to be pasul. Only as far as such a person is there halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos, since we see the psul at the time of re'iyah, since we see the re'iyah as the beginning of the eidos. But as far as someone who is not an aid, the eidos does not start from the time of re'iyah, since at the time of re'iyah he was not an aid. And therefore we will not apply the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos. And therefore, how can Kiveger say that as far as katan is concerned, there is halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos by a katan? So to explain pshat in Kiveger, L'chair one has to say as follows, that even though the Migash explains that by a Baal Dover, we do not apply the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos since the Baal Dover is not an aid. But this, that a Baal Dover is not an aid, is not because there is something wrong with a Baal Dover. But rather, this, that a Baal Dover is not an aid, is because in order to be an aid, one has to be made about someone else. If someone is made about his own din Torah, he is not considered an aid. And for that reason, we do not apply the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos to a Baal Dover, since there is nothing wrong with a Baal Dover, just he happens to not be able to be an aid. But as far as a katan is concerned, that there is something wrong with a katan, and because of what is wrong with a katan, for that reason he is not considered an aid, then even according to Migash, we apply the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos. In other words, this that Migash explains, that the halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos does not apply to a Baal Dover, since a Baal Dover is not an aid, is not because we say that since a Baal Dover is not an aid, for that reason we do not see the re'iyah as a Tchilase Eidos, but rather, the Migash means to say that halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos only applies to a case that there was something wrong with the aid at the time of re'iyah. By a Baal Dover, there was nothing wrong with the aid. This that a Baal Dover is not an aid is not because there's something wrong with a Baal Dover, just it happens to be that in order to be an aid, one has to be an aid upon someone else's din Torah, not upon one own's din Torah. That is a chayr pshat in Rimigash and pshat in the halacha of Reb Kiveger, that halacha of Tchilase Bepaslos applies to a katan as well. Now let's go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says as follows: Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Beit Kinu Kiddushin, Vagirishin, Vachalitza, Vomiyunin, Volim Kabinechs Yavav, Achi Yehe Ben Esrim. Now, as far as this halacha of Beit Kinu Kiddushin, Vagirishin, Vachalitza, Vomiyunin, one has to know what happens before we are Beidek. And so too, one has to know what happens once we are Beidek, and we either find Simonim or we do not find Simonim. Now, as far as what happens, if we are Beidek and we find Simonim, we find that the Rashbam says as follows, that if we are Beidek and we find Simonim, azichashvu kiddushe vaday, and even though the Bedika took place after Kiddushin, but still we say that there were Cyrus at the time of Kiddushin, and for that reason the Kiddushin is kiddushe vaday. And so too we find in Tesis. Tesis explains that after Bedika, if we find Simonim, then we say the first person's Kiddushin were kiddushe vaday. Now, one has to understand what is pshat, that if we find Simonim, then we say the first person's Kiddushin were Kiddush Evadai, and we are now Cheshesh, and maybe the Simonim came after the first person was Mekadesh. If for whatever reason one needs a Bedika, and we are not Tzemech completely on the Chazaka Durava, to say Shevadai Hevi Simonim, if so, even after the Bedika, let us be Cheshesh, that the Simonim first came after the Kiddushin. So to explain pshat in this, that we say that if we find Simonim, then we say that the Kiddushin were Kiddush Evadai. L'chair one can explain pshat with a number of Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is based on this, what we find in the Ramban in Chulin on the Afyurim and Aleph, that the Ramban explains that the Chazaka of Rava is considered a Vadai. The Ramban goes on to say this, that one needs Bedika, is based on this, that we say that we are not Tzemech on a Chazaka if we have the opportunity of being Mevarer. And for that reason, there is halacha of tzarech bedika. And for that reason, since the entire halacha bedika is only halacha of efshar ubrui, if it is possible to mevarer, we are mechuyav to mevarer. For that reason, if they were bedik and they found Cyrus, then we say shavadei hevi Cyrus, mishegiach hashanim, based on the chazaka derava. That is one way with which one can explain pshat in this, that after bedika they found simanim, then the Kiddushin are Kiddushin Vadei, and we are now Cheshish, and maybe the Simonim first came after the Kiddushin. The second Mahalch is based on this, what we find in the Rosh and Shuvas and Kvala Megimel, that the Rosh explains Pshat and our Gemara as follows, that Hacha Kivan Shigil Chashneisa Vadei Isan Umeimer Kivan Shracha Kiddushin Matsu Cyrus Chazaka Degam Beshaas Kiddushin Hoyu. And the Rosh goes on to say that even if we are to say like Shmuel, and we are to say like the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov, who holds we do not go after Chazaka de Hashta, but still, since there is a Chazaka de Rava based on the Chazaka de Rava, if we find Simonim, we will say that just like there are Simonim now, so too there were Simonim at the time Shegia Lecha Shanim. In other words, based on the Chazaka de Rava, for that reason we go after Chazaka de Hashta, even according to Shmuel. Which, as the Shmaitz and Shmaitz Hei Perek Tazayin says, that so too one sees in the Gemara in Kiddushin and Afayin Tes as well, that there are certain cases in which even according to Shmuel we will go after Chazaka Dehashta. For example, as the Gemara says by Rei Briyim, then even according to Shmuel we will go after Chazaka Dehashta and say that just like now he is a Bari, so too he was a Bari at the time of the Nesina. And so too, based on the Chazaka Derava, is considered as if we have arrived. And therefore, we will go after Chazaka de Hashta and say that if there are Simonim now, so too the Simonim were there, Meshegia L'chal Shanim. That is how the Rosh explains Pshat in our Gemara. In the Rosh, we find that the Rosh goes a step further. And the Rosh says that by Chazaka de Rav, if we end up finding Simonim, then we say, Shavadei Hevi Simonim B'Shoah Shegia L'chal Shanim, even as far as Itzas Mammon is concerned. As Rosh proves something more before Nav Kuf Nun Daud on a base, the Bikiva says not to be bedik since Simonim Asuin Ushtanas Hachamisa. The Rosh is Madaik from the Bikiva, that from there it is Mashma that without this far the Simonim Asuin Ushtanas Hachamisa, Bedik will help. Let us be Cheshish, maybe the Simonim came after the Mechira. So from there the Rosh proves that even as far as Itzhas Mammon is concerned, we will say that if we found Simonim, then Mitam Vade we say that the Simonim were there Mishigia Lechlashanim. And for that reason, we can even be Moitzi Mammon. That is how the Rosh explains Pshat in our Gemara. In Tesis, on the other hand, it is Mashma that Tesis explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach. In Tesis, we find that Tesis says as follows. Tesis says that even according to Shmuel, who holds, we do not go after Chazaka de Hashta. And for that reason, by Kitcha Aviyah Bederach, by Kitcha Yatzma Be'ir, V'nimtza Begeres, we do not say Harehi Begeres Faneinu, and therefore we should say that Sosush was Begeres from the beginning of the day. Rather, the Allah is Choshesh and Kiddushe Shneim. But still, Taisa says in our Gemara, we will not be Choshesh and Kiddushe Shneim, as Taisa explains the Hasam Wekamarachi Ala Biyema de Mishom Shes, Sheba Oisa Yoim Bogra, Avahacha Shegia Kvar Wagados Mizman Godoloi. From this, Taisa differentiates between the case of Shmuel and our Gemara by saying, that Hacha Shigia Kfar Agadas Mizman Godoloi. From there one sees that Tesis does not mean to say like the Rosh says, that based on the Chazaka de Rabba, for that reason, even according to Shmuel, we go after Chazaka de Ashta. But rather, Tesis means to explain Pshat and our Gemara with a different Malach. Now, to explain Pshat and Tesis, one can say as follows, that Tesis understands this, that according to Shmuel, we do not go after Chazaka de Ashta, is because we have no reason to assume that the Simani Bagras we hear from before, maybe the Simani Bagras just came now. But if we have a reason for us to assume that the Simani Bagras we hear from before, which as Tosis explains is based on this, Shigia Kvar Lagadlus Mizman Godol, for that reason, even according to Shmuel, we will go after Chazaka de Hashta. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat and Tosis. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis is by saying as follows, that Tesis is coming to say this, that according to Shmuel we do not go after Chazaka de Hashta, is because one has a Cheskas Nairos, which is in conflict with this, that she is a Begeres Afoneinu. And based on the Cheskas Nairos, the reason we say Hashta Hu de Bogra, But wherever one does not have a chazaka de meikara, which is misnaga the chazaka de ashta, then even according to Shmuel, we will go after chazaka de ashta. And for that reason in our sugya, since there is no chazaka shoyhevi simonim, since higia kvar ogados mizman godol, for that reason, even according to Shmuel, we will go after chazaka de ashta. So again, we have three mahalchim as far as this, so we find in our gemara that after bedikah, if we find simonim, then we say that the simonim came itam vade mishigia ocharshanim. According to Ramban, one can explain this, that we say that mishigia ocharshanim, as long as he found simonim at a later date, then we say that the simonim were there mishigia ocharshanim, is because chazaka de rava is a regular chazaka. And the entire chiyah bedikah is based on this, that we say that since one has the option of being mevarer, for that reason one is mechuyev mevarer. But if one was mevarer and he found simonim, then we say that simonim were there mitam vadim shegiyo chashonim based on the chazaka de rava. That is according to Ramban, according to the Rosh, this that we say, that the simonim were there mishigio chashonim is based on this, that since there is a chazaka de rava, for that reason we will say that we go baser chazaka de hashta. Vitzirov shneim we say, mishigio chashonim hevi simonim. That is the second mahalach. As far as how to explain this, Amitam Vade, we say that the simonim were there mishigia ocharshanim. In Tesis one sees that Tesis explains this, how we say the mishigia ocharshanim hevi simonim is based on this, that higia kvar will gadlos mizman gadol. For that reason, even according to Shmuel, we will say that the simonim were there mishigia ocharshanim. In the Ramban Lachir, we find that the Ramban argues. The Ramban before in Daf Kof Nun Dalet says as follows. The Ramban says this, that we find before in the Gemara Daf Kof Nun Dalet, that if we were Baidik and we found Simonim, then we say that the Simonim were there at the time of Mechira, and he was a Gadol at the time of Mechira, is only referring to a case that he was Meis Miad. Shem Hayachai Eim B'dikasei Wokuches Raya Shema Acheri Kein Hevi Simonim V'hainu Dekamri Katan Hoya B'shas Misa. From the Ramban, L'chayah one clearly sees that the Ramban understands that even if we were Baidik and we found Simonim, but still we do not say that the Simonim were Vade there, Mishigio Chashanim, but rather we say maybe the Simonim came now. Now L'chayah one can ask the following Tmiya B'shitas Ramban. First of all, how is Ramban to learn our Gemara? If so, what is the Bedika in our Gemara coming to accomplish? And second of all, how are we to miyasha the seeming steer b'shitas Ramban? As we mentioned before, the Ramban and Chulin clearly says that chazaka de rava is a real chazaka, and the entire chibadika is because we have the afsharas of being mevarer. And for that reason, we should say that if they were baidik and they found simonim, then we should say that the simonim were there mishigio chashonim based on the chazaka de rava. So to answer the seeming steer b'shitas Ramban, and to explain pshat in our Gemara according to Ramban, we find a number of mahalchim in the Achreinim. Reb Kiveger in Tshuvas, Madura Kamas, and Menzayin explains pshat in the Ramban as follows. That the Ramban before in Daf Kuf Nun Daled is only referring to Haitzas Mammon. And as far as Haitzas Mammon, that there is a lach of Amitzi Mechaveyoi of Haraya, the Ramban understands that even if we are Baidik and they found Simonim, but still we do not say that one has enough of a raya to be mighty mammon. And even though one has a chazaka de rava, and the chazaka de rava is considered a regular chazaka, but still one cannot be mighty mammon with a chazaka. And for that reason, Ramban has to explain pshat and gemara before in the Avkuf Nun Daled, that the misa took place right after the mechira. Otherwise the bedika would not help to be mighty mammon. On the other end, as far as our gemara is concerned, that we are not referring to Eitzas Mammon, but rather it is a shaila of the Kiddushin are Kiddushin Vade or not, then according to Ramban we will say that the Kiddushin are Kiddushin Vade based on the Chazaka de Rava. Only as far as Eitzas Mammon do we say that based on the rule of a Meitzi Mechaveri of Haraya, Chazaka de Rava is not enough of Haraya to be Meitzi Mammon. That is how Kiveger explains Pshat in our Gemara according to Ramban and answers the seeming Stira Veshitas Ramban. In the Nedev Yehuda, on the other hand, in Madura Kam, Evan Ezra, Simon Samachal, we find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Ramban. And the Nedev Yehuda says that the Ramban is Moedit the Rosh, that in a case that they were Baidik and they found Simonim, then we say Shavadai Hevi Simonim at the time Shigia Lechvashonim, and one can even be Moedit Simonim. This at the Ramban before in Daf Kof Nun Daled explains that the Gemara is referring to a case that he was mei samach u'mechira, and only then does Bedika help, is because the Ramban explains pshat in the Gemara like we find before in Tosis and Avkof non Daud on a base. That we are talking about a case that they made a Bedika and they found that he did not have simanim. And only in such a case does the Ramban understand that one needs a Misa to take place, samach u'mechira, since otherwise we would say that he only brought Cyrus now. And the Simonim did not come, Eikara, since the Simonim did not come, Moshigia lechvar shanim. That is how the Nedib Yehuda explains Pshat in the Shita of the Ramban. Now getting back to our sugya again, in a case that they were Bodek and they found Simonim, then we say that the Simonim came, Moshigia lechvar shanim. But what happens if they are Bodek and they find that there are no Simonim? Do we say that then one no longer has the chazaka derava, and we assume that there were no simanim, l'kshigia l'chashanim, or at least it is a suffix, if he had simanim l'kshigia l'chashanim, or do we say that even then one has the chazaka of rava? Just in such a case, we are choshesh l'chumrah that maybe he did not bring simanim. But may ikar hadin, the chazaka derava remains even in a case where Abedik only found that he did not have simanim. As he mentioned before in our shir and daf kof nun hey, this is a tremendous machlekes achrinim between the Ma'arit and other achrinim. The Ma'arit in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Aleph understands that even if they were Beidik and they found that there were no simanim, but still one has the chazaka of Rava, and we assume that the simanim were not true. On the other hand, in other achrinim we find that other achrinim are chelek, for example, the Shmaitza and Shmaitzei Perek Tesfav, and other achrinim argue. And other achrinim understand that if we were baidik and we found that there were no simanim, then one no longer has the chazaka of rava. And either now there is a suffix, if there were simanim or not, or we say that now we assume that there were no simanim. In our gemara we find there are baidik v'miyon. And if we find that she does not have simanim, she has the ability to be memayin. We'll hear from this, that she has the ability to be memayin if we were baidik, we did not find simanim, is based on this, that since we were Baidik, we did not find Simonim, for that reason one no longer has the Chazaka of Rava. And from this, that the Gemara says, Anita Nafim Beisim and Aleph, as Tesis brings down, that the Halacha of Baidkin Umiyon, that if we did not find Simonim, she has the ability to Yemayin, is only referring to a case that he was not Baala, but in a case he was Baala, then Bedika will not help a Chayil one sees, that if we were Baidik, we did not find Simonim, one has a Safik. And therefore, Heicha Shoy Bala, that the Safik is a Safik Drabanan, we will say Safik Drabanan Lakuva. On the other end, if he was Bala, and now the Safik is a Safik Dereisa, we will say Sveika Dereisa Lachumra. Now one has to understand according to the Marit, who explains that even Heicha Shabadak Vaymatza Simonim. But still one has the Chazaka Derava, if so, how can the Isha still be Memayin? Vokhir, one has the Chazaka Derava. And the entire halacha of Vaymatza Simonim is only a chumrah, that then we are machmir. But mean on the other end is a kula. How do we let the Isha be memayin, just because we did not find Simonim if one still has a chazaka of Rava? So to explain Pshat in this, we are breaking umi, and according to the Shita of Marit, we find that the Marit himself explains as follows. V'ha de breaking umi in b'kidushin d'rabanan, v'yamin chazaka evia Simonim v'nashu, Hasam lav mishum doichayishino chazaka derava, elakiva derabanan heim shetiknu kiddushin vektana, heim atzmam amru shetemayin kosh hoivia cyrus afonenu, umeikara hachi tiknu veim amru veim amru. And therefore, according to Marit, this, we are breaking omion, and if we find that she did not have simonim, then she has ability to your mind is not me suffic, but rather her din to your mind is a din me tam vadai. And even though there still is a chazaka derava, and for that reason we have a din to assume that she brought simanim, and they are nashru, but still she has a din to yamayin mitam vaday. That is how the Marit explains pshat in our gemara baidkin umiyan lishi tasai. Now as far as how to explain pshat in the chazaka rava, the rava says we assume shegiya chalshanim, shehevi simanim, v'chir one can explain pshat in the chazaka rava with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat in the chazaka derava. There are bonu mevar the most people that are yigio chashanim or also mevi simanim. That is one way with one can explain pshat in the chazaka rava, or one can explain pshat in the chazaka rava with a different malach. That the chazaka rava is based on this, that Igiel Choshonim is already Igiel Chogadlos. And since with Igiel Choshonim is already Igiel Chogadlos, for that reason we have a right to assume that the Gadlos was Nishlam with the Havah Simonim. And so do we find in the Beis Meir in Ebenezer Simakov non Hei Sefya Beis, that the Beis Meir explains Pshat and the Shita of Rav, who holds that Asrius is Nasa Gadol Mafreya from the time that he was a Ben Yud Gimel, is based on the Chazaka of Rava. Well, here one has to understand Pshat and the Beis Meir. Where does one see in the Chazaka of Rava for us to say that Asrius should be Nasa Gadol Mafreya from the time that he was a Ben Yud Gimel without Simonim? The Chazaka of Rava is based on this. We assume that there were Simonim. But without Simonim, why should Asrius become a Gadol Mafreya? So from the Beis Meir, one clearly sees that the Beis Meir understands the Chazaka of Rava as follows. That the Chazaka of Rava is based on this. That Shonim is already godless. This, that one needs Simonim, is because as long as someone is lacking in Simonim, then it is the Chesaron in Simonim that for that reason we say that he is not yet a Gadol. And for that reason there is a Chazaka de Rava, the Mishigio Chal Shonim, Hevi Simonim. And for that reason Beis Meir goes on to say that as far as Asrius, who does not have the chesaron of Simonim, for that reason he becomes the gadol with Shonim by themselves. That is what one sees from the Beis Meir, and that is how the Beis Meir explains Pshat in the Chazaka of Rava. In the Mishkanas Yaakov, in Ebenezer, Simon, and Beis, we find that the Mishkanas Yaakov explains Pshat in the Ramban that we mentioned before, and answers a seeming stira b'shitas Ramban. In a case that they were b'idek u'matzu Simonim, if we say that the Simonim Vade came from the time Shigio Chashanim or not, is dependent upon a machlekes we find in the Gemara Nidan that from Heim Beis. If we say Teichsman is Kalifnezman, or do we say Teichsman is Kalacherzman? If someone brought Simonim in the year preceding Shnas Yud Gimel, do we say Teichsman Kalifnezman, and those Simonim do not count? Or do we say Teichsman Kalacherzman, and he is already considered a Barayin Shem? The Mishkanas Yaakov goes on to say that if we are to say Teichsman Kalacherzman, then the Chazaka of Rava is a Chazaka Mitam Vaday. On the other hand, if we are to say Teichsman Kalifnezman, then the Chazaka of Rava is not a Chazaka Mitam Vaday. And therefore, this at the Ramban and Chun and Afyud explains that the Chazaka of Rava is a Chazaka Mitam Vaday. Is going al atzad that Teichsman is Kalacherzman. On the other hand, the Ramban before in the Avkof Nadar is going alibad alocha that Teichsman is Kalifnezman, and therefore the Chazaka of Rav is not a Chazaka mitam vaday, and therefore even if we are b'idek u'matzu simonim, but still the suffix remains, and we will say amitzi mechaveirei olav haraya. Now, Chayon has to understand Pshat in the Mishkanas Yaakov. Why is this Shaila, if the Chazaka of Rav is a Chazaka mitam vaday or not, dependent upon this machlokes, if Teichsman is Kalacherzman or Teichsman is Kalifnezman? V'chira, one can explain Pshat in the Mishkanas Yaakov as follows. If we are to say Teichsman Kalacherzman, from there one sees that Gadlos is dependent upon Simonim, and Gadlos is not dependent upon Shonim. If we are to say that Gadlos is dependent upon Simonim and not dependent upon Shonim, this that there is a Chazaka of Rava is only because Chazal were Bidik and Chazal were Mevar, that most people Shigio Chal Shonim Heviu Simonim. On the other hand, if we are to say that Teichsman is Kalifnezman, then Gadlos is dependent upon Shonim, and Gadlos is not dependent upon Simonim. If Gadlos is dependent upon Shonim, then the Chazaka of Rav is not because Chachamim went and were Mevar the most people, but rather Pshat and Chazaka de Rav is, as he mentioned before, B'Shem the Beis Meir, that since he was Higio Chal Gadlos, for that reason we say Shehevi Simonim. For that reason the Mishkanas Yaakov understands that if we are to say Teichsman Kalacherzman, and the Chazaka of Rav is based on this, Chachamim went from Revar the most people, Shigio Chal Shonim Heviu Simonim, for that reason the Chazaka of Rav is a Chazaka Mitam Vaday. There is an actual Roiv. And since there is an actual Roiv, for that reason, the Chazaka of Rav is considered a Chazaka Mitam Vaday. And the entire Halacha B'dika is only this, that there is a Chiyuv to Yibodek, Tumim Avarer, since it is Evshu Avarer. On the other hand, if we are to say Toich Zman Kewef Neizman, then the Chazak of Rava does not have to be that Chavim went and were Mevar the most people, V'kshegiyo Chalshanim Evivos Imanim, but rather the Chazak of Rava is based on this how he mentioned before B'Shem the Beis Meir, that since he was a Giyo Chagadis for that reason, one can assume Shehevi Simonim. But then the Chazak is not based on an actual Raven, for that reason such a Chazaka is not considered a Chazaka Mitam Vadim, for that reason the Ramban understands before in the Gemara of Kofnan Dawid, the halacha that we pass in Toich Zman Kewifne Zman, we will say, as far as Chazaka de Rava Hamoitzi Mechaveroi O Avaraya. That is Achira, the Mahalach in the Mishkanes Yaakov. Now let's go on to the next sugya. In our mission we find the following Machoikes HaMechalik Nechosav Alpiv. Rabbi Lazar Omer Echabori Vechamasuka Nechosam Sheisham Archais Nikne Mekesef Ubishtar Ubechazaka. V'shein v'an archais he niknin ela b'mashicha. Amru roi ma'isa v'iman shabani reicha sheisachila v'amru tenu kevinasi l'viti. V'hi b'shnei masarman el meisu v'kaimu es dvara. Amru lehen b'nei reicha tik v'im iman. So again we have machoikets between our blazer and chachamim. If by a man ashchemira and the mitzavah machmas misef one needs a kinyan or not. According to Belazar, one needs a kinyan. On the other hand, according to Chum, one does not need a kinyan, and we will say, Tivrei Shchemira Keksuvin Ukemesurin Damyon. In the Rishayim, we find the Machlekes. If Rabbi Lazar of our Mishnah is the same Tana of the Mishnah later on in the bottom of the Amid, who says, Rabbi Lazar Omer B'Shabbos Devarav Kayamim Neishin Yocha Lichte V'Avoloi B'Chol. Tesis explains that there are two different Tanaim. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, who is Rabbi Lazar ben Shmuel, on the other hand, the Tana of the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who is a Tana of our Mishnah, understands that Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos, one needs a Kenyan. And even B'Shabbos, we do not say, D'Rishchimra Kiksuvin U'Kimisurin Damyon. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer argues, and Rabbi Eliezer understands that even though Bechol, one needs a Kenyan, but still B'Shabbos, She'ef Shalikneis Habonim Mesakin, D'Rishchimra Kiksuvin U'Kimisurin Damyon. On the other hand, the Ritva and other Rishayim argue, and the Ritva and other Rishayim understand that there is only one Shita, and the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that one needs a Kinyan, is only referring to Cho and not to Shabbos. And even according to the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that one needs a Kinyan, but on Shabbos we will say, Devesh Chimra Kiksuvin Ukimisurin Damyon. Now, as far as this, Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah says, Echabori Ve'echa Mesukin, one needs a Kinyan, we find that Rashbam says the following Kiddush. The Rashbam says, according to Belazar, who had in Heicha Da'amad Einai Chayzerim Kanu Miyadei Lira Belazar. According to Belazar, by Kanu Miyadei, the halacha will be Einai Chayzer. From the Rashbam, one sees that the Rashbam understands that the halacha of Amad Chayzer is dependent upon this. The man Hashchemira works Midin Divrei Shchemira Kiksuvin Ukimisurin Damyon. And only because man Hashchemira works Midin Divishchimra Kiksuvin Ukimisurin Damyon do we say Im Amar Chayzer. And for that reason, according to Belazar, that by Manashchimra there is no Allah Divishchimra Kiksuvin Ukimisurin Damyon, for that reason the Allah is Im Amar Einai Chayzer. That is a Shita of the Rashbam. The Achrinim say that from this, that the Muki Yosef says before in Daf Kofnan Aleph, that even Heicha Shekonu Miyadei Va'amar Me'achshav, but still the Allah is Im Manashchimra, we will say Im Amar Chayzer. From there one sees that the halacha of Amar Chayzer has nothing to do with the Vishchimra Kiksuvin Ukimisurin Damyon, but rather the halacha of Amar Chayzer is dependent upon this, that we see as if he was Masna, since he is giving away all his Nechasim, for that reason one has Asna, and it is based on the Asna that there is a halacha of Amar Chayzer. And therefore, according to the Muki Yosef, so too according to the Shita of Belazar, we will say Imam Al-Khizr, even though according to Belazar, one always needs a Kenyan, and Man Hashchemira cannot work without a Kenyan. This, that the Rashbam argues, is the Chayr based on this, as we find by Rabbi Chaim Lezer and Simon Chav Beis. Because Rashbam understands like Tosis and Gittin on the Thayim Beis, on the Beis, that Allah have Imam Al-Khizr, is dependent upon this, that the Matan is first Chal Achar Misa. And since Matana of Man Hashchemira's first Chalach HaMisa, for that reason, Halach is Im Amar Chayzer. And since Halach of Im Amar Chayzer is dependent upon this, that the Man Hashchemira's first Chalach HaMisa, This amanash chimur's chalach hamis is only fiar to say like the shita rabbanon. The manash chimur does not need a kinyan. This amanash chimur does not need a kinyan is because we say kirusha shavua rabbanon. And for that reason, since kirusha shavua rabbanon, for that reason we will say derish chimur kiksuvin ukimasurin to make a Yerusha. And since there's a Yerusha taking place, which is Chalach HaMisa, for that reason, Allah is Im Amad Chazer, on the other end, according to Blazer, who understands that when he's a Kenyan from Blazer, one sees that there is no Yerusha taking place, but rather what is taking place is a regular Matnas Bari. And the Matana is being Chalmei Chaim. And since the Matana is being Chalmei Chaim, for that reason, one needs a Kenyan, and for that reason, we will say Im Amad Einai Chazer. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. But now a chayra, one can ask the following tamiya. In the Rashbam, before Nav Kof, Mem Vav, and base, one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that Allah Havim Amar Chayzer is dependent upon this. Tadaita da hochi yoiv, shem yomar seskayim hamatona, vim yam leitach zoi loi teskayim hamatona. If so, even according to Blazer, we should apply this tonight. And therefore, even though according to Blazer, we do not say that Yerusha is taking place, but still the halacha should be im Amar Chazer based on the fact that one has a Tanai. So to explain Pshat and Rashbam Achir, one has to say as follows. As he mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Mem Vav, in our Shir and Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, Beshitas HaRashbam, we find that the Rashbam explains the halacha of im Amar Chazer based upon this that he has a Schus Chazara, and the Matana is not yet Nigmar since he has a Schus Chazara. And there is a shir b'matanosai. From the Rashbam one sees that the Tanai is not a regular Tanai, but rather the Tanai was just this, that he was Meshayer for himself, a shir in the Matana to enable him to be Chazer. Based on this one can say, this that one can have a Chalais with a shir, and one can have a Chalais Matana, that is not yet a complete Chalais, was a special Takana that Rabbanu were Mesakim by Matnas Chimura. Since the person who is giving a Matnas Chimura does not want the Matana to be complete, for that reason Rabbanu were Mesakin a new type of Chalais, and Rabbanu were Mesakin a new type of Chalais which is Matnas Chimura, which is not yet a complete Chalais, and for that reason it has Allah of Im Amar Chazer. Based on this, that Allah of Chazar is dependent upon this, that there is a new Chalais called the Matnas Chimura. According to Belazar, one does not have this type of chalais. Since according to Belazar, a manash chimura is a regular manash bari, for that reason, by manash chimura, the halach is im amad einai chazer. One cannot make such a chalais without a special takonim mitakonas chachamim. That is a chayr pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. But now a chayr still one has to understand the shita of the Rashbam. What was the hechach from the Rashbam that according to Belazar, what is taking place is a matnas bari and not a matnas chimura. As we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Nun Beis, and so too in our Shir and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, the shita of the Rashbam is this, that by a matnas chimura b'miktsas, even though a matnas chimura b'miktsas is sarach kinyan, but still one has if so, so too one can say according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar that even Rabbi Elazar understands that one needs a Kinyan, but still with a Kinyan we will have the Halacha of Devesh Chimura Kiksuven Ukemesurin Damyon, just like by a Matnash Chimura B'miktsas. So to explain Pshat in the Rashbam Achir, one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam based on the following Diyak V'Divrei HaRashbam. The Rashbam says the kivan doy mafuig Rabbi Elazar ben Shchimira lebari linin hecha demis who adin hecha da amad einay chayzer. In other words, the raya of the Rashbam that according to Elazar the halacha will be im amad einay chayzer is not because Rabbi Elazar says that one needs a kinyan, but rather it is because Rabbi Elazar is not mechalek tim bari and Shchimira. By a man nash chimira b'miktsas, even though a man nash chimira b'miktsas needs a kinyan, but the kinyan that one needs is not necessarily the same kinyan that one would need by a bari. As we mentioned before, b'shitas HaRashbam, the Rashbam understands that matnas chimura b'miktsas works by hava with a kinyan, even though by a bari, in order to makna hava, one needs a maimat shoshton. In other words, the purpose of a kinyan by matnas chimura b'miktsas is just to enable us to have a divrei chimura kiksuven ukemesurin damyon. If he made a kinyan, then we will say Devesh Chimura Kiksuven Ukimisurin Damyon. And if one sees Rabbi Elazar that one needs whatever kinyan one needs by a bari, one has to do such a kinyan by a shchimura in order for the manna shchimura to be chal, One sees what is taking place is not a divish chuma kiksuvin u kumisurin damyan, but rather what is taking place is a regular matnas bari, and for that reason the halach is a ma'amad einoi chayzer. That is the chayr pshat in the shita of the Rashbam. In the Sefer Devei Emes and Kuntra Shvi, Simon Gimel. And so too in the Devei Malkiyon Chilakalov, Simon Kof, and other Achrenim, we find the following Tmiya. How can the Rashbam say that according to Blazad, Allah is a Ma'amad in a Chazer? In the Gemara in Gitna and Dafidal, we find that the Gemara says, the Rav Nosson holds a Kabbalazar of our Mishnah, who says, Echa bari vecha masokin uchasim sheshem archais niknin mekesav shtar vachazaka, vishenar archais a niknin elab mashicha. And yet we find before in the Gemara of Kof, Nun Gimel, and Beis, that according to Rav Nosson, the Allah is a Ma'amad Chazer by a Manash Chimera. As Rav Nosson before says, in Barihu Olav Aviraiyash Hoyash Chimera, in Shchimera Hu Alein Aviraiyash Bari Hoya. So from there one clearly sees Rav Nosson understands that by Shchimera we say, Im Amad Chazer. So how can the Gemara in Gittin possibly say that Rav Nosson holds like the Shita of Rav Elazar in our Mishnah, that a Shchimera needs a Kenyan? So to answer this kash, we find that the Divrei Malkiel answers this kash as follows. The Divrei Malkiel explains, this, I think Mar Gittin says, Rav Nosson holds a Kabbalazar, is as far as a regular Matnash Chimera is concerned. A regular Matnash Chimera needs a Kinyan, just like a Matnash Bari. And therefore the Halacha will be that by regular Matnash Chimera, I'm Amad Einoi Chazer. Rav Nosson before who says, that by a Shchimera the Halacha is Amad Chazer is referring to a Mitzaveh Machmas Misa. A Mitzaveh Machmas Misa, according to Rav Nosson, will not need to do a Kinyan. And even though our Belazar in our Mishnah holds that even by Mitzaveh Machmas Misa, the Halacha is that one has to do a Kinyan, as we find in the Rashbam in our Mishnah, but still, Rav Nosson holds like a Belazar Bechado, Polagale Bechada. He holds like a Belazar as far as a regular Matnash Chimera, but he is Chilok on a Belazar as far as Mitzaveh Machmas Misa is concerned. That is how the Divrei Malkiel answers the Kasha of the Achrenim. From this, that one sees that we can differentiate between Mitzaveh Machmas Misa and a regular Matnash Chimera. And even if we are to say that a regular Matnash Chimera needs a Kinyan, and therefore what is taking place is a Matnas Bari, but still by Mitzaveh Machmas Misa, the Halacha will be Einoi Tzarech Kinyan, and the Halacha will be Im Amad Chazer. Well, Chayra, from there one clearly sees, as we find there, Moshe Shmuel proofs from our Rashbam, that there are two separate parashas. There's a parasha of Matnash Chimera, and then there is a separate halacha of Mitzaveh Machmas Misa. And for that reason, even if one is to argue by regular Matnash Chimera, but still one can hold of the halacha of Mitzaveh Machmas Misa. That is what Rav Moshe Shmuel in his Sefer Shari Shmuel says, Medayik from our Sogya. In our Gemara we find that Rabbi Levi says the following halacha, Amr Rabbi Levi, Kainin, Kini Mish Chimera, Fiel B'Shabbos. The Rashbam explains that the chiddush of Kony Mishchimira Fiel B'Shabbos is because Afal gav the Kinyan Damio Mekach Umemkar Shrei Kony B'Kelav Shal Kony Shemakne Sudrei Kdei Liknes B'Yamatana, but still Kdei Shoy Titrei Ftaite Olav, one could be Kony Kinyan B'Shabbos. From the Rashbam one clearly sees that even if one made a Kinyan by a Matnash Chimera, but still what is taking place is a Matnash Chimera. And therefore, as far as a Matana Matnash Chimera is concerned, just like one can give a Matnash Chimera B'dibur, so too one should be able to give a Matnash Chimera with a Kinyan. The only tzad that there should be an Isser to make a Kinyan is because of the Aknas HaSodir which is taking place. From the Rashbam it is Mashma that even by a Matnash Chimera B'miktas which needs a Kinyan, but again, the Tzad Isser is not because of the Matnash Chimera B'miktas which is taking place, but rather it is because of the Kinyan Soder. In other words, even by a Matnash Chimera B'miktas, Matan is being Chal Achemisa, and for that reason there is no Isser of giving a Matnash Chimera B'miktas on Shabbos. The Chol's Kinyan is first Chal Achemisa, and therefore the entire Isser is only because of the Aknas HaSoder. From this, that there is a halacha of Kinyan Kinyan B'Shabbos, even by Matnash Chimera B'Miktas, which as our Gemara explains is based on Kedei Shoy Titrei Ftaitei. From here one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that Kedei Shoy Titrei Ftaitei applies to a Matnash Chimera B'Miktas as well. And for that reason the Rashbam understands that by Matnash Chimera B'Miktas what is taking place is a Matnash Chimera, and one has the halacha of devishchimya kiksuvin ukemesurin damyan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mechleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.